From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with classic sounds from the Miles Davis Sextet. From 1958, at a time when Miles had just signed to Columbia, he would have a relationship with that label lasting well over 20 years. This is from the album Milestones, with John Coltrane on tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley alto sax, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. It's the opening track, Dr. Jekyll.
Thank you. Thank you.
Classic sounds from British pianist George Shearing and his quintet. I believe this was George's very first recording session, definitely one of his earliest, if not his very first. Recorded on January 31st, 1949, with Chuck Wayne on guitar, Marjorie Hyams on vibes, John Levy bass, and Denzil Best on drums. We heard Sorry, Wrong Rumba, from an album called Midnight on Cloud 69, featuring 1949 sessions from the George Shearing Quintet, as well as sessions from the Red Norvo Trio from 1950 and 1951, with Red Norvo on vibes, Charles Mingus on bass, and Tal Farlow on guitar. Speaking of guitar players, and speaking of trios, we heard from Chilean guitarist Jorge Diaz and his trio before that, a session recorded live and released as part of the album Bloody Bop, released in 2008, with Hugo Rojas on bass and Felix Lecaros on drums, their take of the Miles Davis tune Nardis. And speaking of Miles Davis, we began the set with classic sounds from his Milestones release from 1958, Dr. Jekyll, or Dr. Jackal, depending on which version of the LP or CD you have. I've seen it listed as both titles, that piece penned by the great sax man Jackie McLean. We'll begin this set with another trio, the Benny Green Trio. Benny Green on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Carl Allen on drums. A track from the 1993 album Blue Notes, but not issued on the Blue Note label, rather issued on a label called Something Else Records. And this is their take of the Lee Morgan classic from the mid-60s. The Sidewinder. Thank you.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than a summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me. Oh, was that a moonlit trail? The music of the universe around me. Oh, was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and we saw the midnight sun. It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. when your lips were close to mine. I could see the midnight sun. Thank you.
more classic sounds from the 50s, wrapping up that set. This time from 1955, some very early sounds from Phil Woods on alto sax, leading his quartet. Sessions recorded in Hackensack, New Jersey at Rudy Van Gelder's studio for the album Woodlore for the Prestige label. Phil Woods on alto sax, John Williams piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulis on drums. We heard the standard Get Happy. Before that, another piece from the Great American Songbook, beautifully sung by Dee Dee Bridgewater. The title track from her 2011 release, Midnight Sun. I really love the arrangements of these tunes, with a large orchestra, too numerous to mention all of the personnel here, but they include Christian McBride and Ray Brown as bass players, also Lou Levy, one of the pianists, and Louis Nash on drums, with additional horns, reeds, and strings. Again, the album Midnight Sun from Dee Dee Bridgewater. And we began that set with the Betty Green Trio, with Benny Green, Christian McBride, and Carl Allen, The Sidewinder, their take of the Lee Morgan classic from the album Blue Notes. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about the jazz scene, including detailed program playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes of the jazz scene whenever and wherever you want, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1713. We've reached the final set of music for this hour of jazz, and we'll begin with another piano, bass, and drums trio, this time fronted by Harold Mayburn on piano, with Ron Carter on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Sessions recorded in 1989 and issued in 1991 on the DIW label, the album Straight Street, and this is yet another jazz and pop standard. It's You or No One. wrapping up that set and also the hour with more great jazz out of the UK. This time from trumpeter Matthew Halsall, H-A-L-S-A-L-L, hailing from the Manchester area. A track from his 2011 release On The Go. Actually, we heard a bonus track from the 2016 reissue of that release. The Gondwana label reissued the album on CD, as a digital download, and as a 2LP set on vinyl. That track featuring Matthew Halsall on trumpet, Adam Fairhall piano, Gavin Barris bass, and Gaz Hughes on drums. It was Only You. Other tracks on the release also feature Nat Burchell on sax and even a harpist, Rachel Gladwin. Before that, a duo, Joe Beck on guitar and Ali Ryerson on flute, from their second collaboration for the DMP label from 2001, the album Django. And we heard their take of an R&B classic, made famous by the Stylistics in the 70s. It's since been redone by numerous smooth jazz and even some straight-ahead jazz musicians over the years. People make the world go round. And as the original features guitar and flute solos in the instrumental passage at the end of the piece, it's very fitting that it's covered here by a guitar and flute duo, Joe Beck and Ali Ryerson. And we began the set with the Harold Mayburn Trio, with Ron Carter and Jack DeJohnette, It's You or No One, from the album Straight Street. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.